For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome. And for those of you who are repeat offenders, welcome back to the Conscious Basket Show. My name is Samantha McCord and I am the founder and CEO of Conscious Basket. And on the show, we are going to be interviewing extraordinary people just trying to make a difference in this world and giving you tips on how you can too. So as always, if you like what we do, please subscribe, download a couple episodes, and leave a comment below. I will read them all. But for now, let's just dive right in.
The world needs good people to stand up and believe in themselves and say, I am done playing small. The world needs what I have to give, and I am fear, anxiety, no. Like, we just do it. Just do it. That is my advice.
In this episode, we welcome Kaylee, the founder and CEO of Lash Talks UK. In the episode, we go over the struggle to find clean beauty, starting a business at 22, how to overcome fear and know the universe has your back, and ways to stay inspired when you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. Let's dive right in. Hey guys, welcome back to the Conscious Basket Show. My name is Samantha McCord. I'm the founder and CEO of Conscious Basket. And today I have the ultimate pleasure of welcoming Kaylee to the show. She is the founder and CEO of Lash Talks UK. Hey Kaylee, how are you?
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
We're so excited to have you. I think that, you know, one of the big things that drew us together is that we have such similar passion for spirituality and how we conduct our day-to-day routines. Mm-hmm. But before we dive into, you know, who you are and who you've grown into, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you were doing before you launched your company. So tell the listeners a little bit about the things that you're doing pre-COVID.
So I am salon based, a lash tech and makeup artist, and I was just really struggling to find a brand that suited what the message that I wanted to get behind, like fully believe in, that's for me, that's for my clients, like that's where I was at, just 9 to 5, salon day.
Yeah.
Weddings, I love it, to be fair. I'm still in the salon, obviously after COVID, but I'm so lucky to love the job that I do. But I really wanted to find a brand that I could fully get behind with a clear conscience, sell to my clients, knowing that it's a good product, it doesn't harm the environment, it doesn't hurt animals. So that's basically where I was at.
Yeah. And so you were noticing that there was like a huge gap in beauty in terms of clean products.
Definitely.
And then COVID hit. So you're not able to see people in person, which probably crushes your soul because that's like your jam.
It is. But I'm so excited to get back. But yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah. And so when you started going through this process, COVID happened, you know, you're so used to being around people. You were like, okay, I see this gap. I want to make an impact. I want to make sure that everyone has a clear conscience in what they're buying. What really, like, at the core inspired you to be an entrepreneur?
I think because I've been doing what I've been doing for 10 years now, and I'm around women, like, a lot. Like, that's the demographic of my, obviously, clients. And I absolutely love women. I champion women. And I really fell into female entrepreneurship through Boss Babe and other kind of, like, networking situations. And I just was like, oh, my God, I need to be a part of this situation.
Yeah, I love Boss Babe too. I think, well, just so everyone knows out there, we met on The Society. We're not getting any promo or anything from the Boss Babe chicks, but we absolutely love it. You meet some really inspiring babe entrepreneurs, if we could even call it that. But even just with, you know, Boss Babe and, you know, being inspired yourself, did you have any individual person, like, or any books that you read that you were like, okay, yeah, I need the spirituality in my life or anything like that?
Definitely someone who I like fangirl over to the point where it's might be concerning, but I don't want to talk about that, is Gabrielle Bernstein. I just think if I didn't stumble upon the book she wrote, specifically The Universe Has Your Back, and I didn't get into that world, I'm part of her Miracle membership as well, which is amazing. That's like an online community, and she does podcasts every month. Finding her specifically definitely gave me the courage to fight fear, and then just be like, I am so done playing small.
Yeah. And that when you read the universe has your back and you're like, okay, I'm done being small. What was your biggest takeaway?
It was just like, you're always supported. Like, you are never alone, really. Like, spirituality, the universe, God, whatever you want to label it, is real. And, well, for me, it is personally. And that really gave comfort to the fact that even if I try and fail, like, I will be supported. I don't believe in failure. I think it's a lesson.
I love that so much. I don't believe in failure. I think it's a lesson.
So true. Like, it's just like, if one, that old saying, if like one door closes, it was not meant to be your door.
Yeah, it's always, my fiance always says that there's always another bus. Like, you're at a bus stop. There's always going to be another bus that comes. So
always.
And you had mentioned to me that, you know, there was a lot of fear around starting the business, and Gabrielle Bernstein really helped you, you know, jump out of that. And you've had a really big spiritual journey to make you who you are today. I would love for you to talk to the listeners about that journey, where you started, and what that means for you now.
Okay, so where I started was, so I did beauty therapy here in the UK, which takes 2 years. And when I left, I got a job at a salon for an apprenticeship wage, even though I was fully qualified. Like, that's how small I was playing. Like, I didn't even think I deserved like an average wage. I was so under. And that took like 3 years for it to be like, there is so much more to life. And that's when I got into spirituality, and it gave us confidence. So my message for listeners is, no matter where you are or how bad you fail in yourself, there's always a better option. Like, life goes on. It's not the end. You can go out there, you can change your thoughts, change your life.
That's amazing. And you were pretty young when you took the leap to start your own company. You were like, what, 22?
I was 22.
22. And so what was going through your mind when you started? You're like, okay, you got over the fear. You know that you're going to be successful eventually. The universe will have your back, like you said. But like, you know, when you start your own company, I remember when I was starting, I was like, I don't even know how to get a bank account. Like, so what went through your mind?
Pure fear. But I've learned to even do it with shaky hands. If it's something you want to do and you feel like that's the life, like, let's not, one life, that's all I have, like, this great life. So what, and so many of us just live in fear. So I did it with hands trembling, days in the salon, because I'm self-employed, I work under a salon, where it was just mind soul destroyingly quiet. But I just knew if I carried on, and that's the life that I envisioned for myself. I so believe in manifestation. And I look back now and think, oh my God, like, when I was 22, the life I have now, like, makeup artist doing weddings and things like that, is the life I dreamt of. Like, it works. Like, the universe works. You are supported.
I just love that, because your dream that you had when you were 22, it came true today, and you're still growing and building. And now, you know, you launched another company with Lash Talks. But, you know, we all have times where we feel like, you know, there's obviously bumps in the road, and spirituality can take a back seat. Have you ever had an experience like that?
1,000,000%. I think when I like became self-employed, and then it got really busy and picked up, and life gets chaotic, we all know that. I kind of just fell off the wagon, let's say, and then it catches up with you. You feel like it's fine, you get life's so busy, like you don't even care. And then one day, bam, fear, anxiety again, bam, you're not meditating. It's there. It's scary. Your mind numbingly terrified to try anything. So I think it's really important to stay in alignment. And I know it's so much easier said than done. Life's a roller coaster. And definitely with spirituality too, it is. But don't forget your practices, like morning routines and meditation. That will honestly save your soul. And it'll take you to places where you dream of. Like, look, 22, and I've lived that dream that I had, and now I'm so excited to start Lash Talks and start that dream and reach other women and support other salons and things like that. So just stay in alignment is my best advice.
Yeah, and it's easier said than done, right? And you had said something that I think a lot of people ask a lot of successful individuals, and that is, you know, what are your mindfulness practices? What are your morning routines? So you had mentioned meditation and a couple things. It sounds like you have quite the routine down for the AM. What is it?
Well, first things first, probably only the past year, I've really gotten into journaling, which I cannot recommend enough. It takes your crazy mind and it puts it on a piece of paper, and then your logical mind can think, oh my God, it's not that big of an issue. Where if you stay in your head, it like turns crazy. So I like to journal in the morning. I like to see a thing, write things down, like 3 to 5 things I'm grateful for. Even some days, if I feel like I'm anxious about something, I'll write things down that I'm anxious about. And then, like, I see it, once I see it on paper, like, my problem-solving mind will kick in. And then it'll be so much easier than just staying stuck in your head all day. So definitely journal in the morning. I have a collagen matcha latte because I'm over the age of 25 now and we need to take care of our skin. And then I meditate, and then I'd probably read. But I'm not going to say, oh my God, that's like all the time. I've had a lot of free time because of COVID. So that's been probably for the past week, yeah.
Yeah, I love the message that you had said about the journaling part. It's something through I do talk therapy every other week, and my therapist has me journal my anxieties down. And she basically says, okay, write the anxiety down, and you ask yourself, is it 100% true? Is it 100% real? Is this serving you? And by doing this exercise, in the very beginning, it was actually very scary because I would write this stuff down and I'm like, is this really going through my mind? Like, who is this person? Who are these thoughts? And then, you know, you take the things that you wrote down and you say, at the end of the day, the last question, is this serving you? No, this is not serving you. These thoughts are not helping. And, you know, by writing it down, instead of being in, let's say, you know, if you use an analogy that you're in a washer or a dryer and you're spinning around with the thoughts, you can't see those thoughts. But to your point, when you write them down and you see them and you really dissect, okay, what are these thoughts doing for me? Are they serving me? And the answer is usually no. And it completely resets your day, changes your mindset.
Yeah. That honestly changed the game for me. And it's probably been about a year since I've done that, but it's still right. Like, when you write them down, your problems are probably not that big.
Exactly. And, you know, when you were looking into, you know, solving problems in terms of, you know, the beauty side of things, and you were like, okay, I see a big gap in clean beauty. What made you move towards lashes to begin with?
That's just something I do, like, in the salon quite a lot. So I because I'm doing it quite a lot, I can notice what I need or what I would prefer. So that's been like, for doing that for the past 5 years, has been just like the best market research, let's say. So definitely just being in the game of being a beauty therapist, being a lash tech, and noticing, I would love to do this, I would love to sell this to clients, but I don't believe in the message, or there's too many chemicals, or they test on animals and it's not like sustainable. So definitely just being in the salon day to day, talking to clients.
And when you were looking at like the actual physical lashes, because I think when you were talking to me, we were talking about lash extensions. The lashes are actually made from mink, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a couple of brands really marked at that as like luxury. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Like, no, I don't want that. I don't want to do that to my clients, first of all. Why would you want to walk around with animal fur on your eyelashes? No.
Yeah, it's just like sadness in your eyes.
It's bad karma on that eyelid.
Also, yeah, literally on your eyes, bad karma. On your eyes. And so we're moving into, you know, the product that you have now. Will you explain to the listeners, you know, what it is, what it's made from, and what the benefits are?
Yeah, of course. So Lash Talk's Growth Serum, is an all natural product made purely of oils. We have almond oil, vitamin E oil, castor oil. It's just a natural growth product that is vegan and cruelty free, that like really works. Like if you go on my website, the reviews speak for themselves. Like in the space of like 3 weeks, pictures speak that like it's just an all natural, like something you can get behind without having a bad conscience. Yeah. And it works. So that sums Lash Talk's Growth Serum up.
Yeah, the lash serum that I think most of us are familiar with is Latisse, being the most popular, and versus, you know, I've read the side effects of Latisse, like the weird line that you get above your eye, and sometimes your lashes don't actually even grow, and it's toxins mm-hmm. around your eyes, which just can be very harmful in the long run. So I just love that you found a natural essential oil product that can actually give those beautiful long lashes that everybody really wants. But when you were looking for something like this, like how far down did you have to dig to actually find something like that?
Like, it was a journey, I'm not gonna lie. Thank God I've been off work for like 6 months to a year, because it took that long to really find a supplier in a product that wasn't filled with chemicals or definitely didn't test on animals or was vegan or was made in a way that wasn't in like a factory somewhere and full of chemicals, like I said. So it was a bit of a journey. But all great things take time.
Yes, exactly. And you just recently went live, right? Like maybe, 3 weeks ago?
No, like just over a week ago.
A week ago. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody about your launch, because I think that all the listeners out there, when you're an entrepreneur and that launch is coming, there's just that feeling of like, oh my gosh, are people going to respond? Like how did you react to all of that?
You know what? I was surprisingly like super calm. I just think because it's something that I know I truly believe in. So if I come from an authentic place of this, I love this product, this is what it does, I felt like that message would translate. So I came from a place surprisingly of like calm, but like so excited as well. Like it was just so much fun. Like I expected to be a lot more overwhelming, but I just had so much fun along the way. So it like, and I know it can be overwhelming for other people, especially if you're launching, but this is my advice: do not take the fun out of this. Like all that hard work, like, and like you're launching, how exciting. Like don't forget the fun, because that's like high vibe.
Yeah,
that's exactly. That'll translate as well.
Yeah, when you keep those positive emotions and you have the higher vibrations of excitement and love, compassion, all that, that definitely brings you up to another level if you're operating off of fear or anxiety all the time.
Nobody wants to buy from someone who's scared of their own product. Like, I'm sorry. Like, nobody will buy if you're, like, pussyfooting around and the content isn't, like, authentic. Like, come from a recenter. Do not launch from fear.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we talked a lot about fear on this episode and, you know, the things that you do to keep yourself in alignment, and that you're always growing and looking for new things. So tell me, what is next?
Can I show the packaging?
You can do whatever you want, girl.
So this is the next product, which will be, I know it's like backwards, it's a Lash Talk's Botox Lift Kit. Like you can see, it's fully recycled. which is what we want, the packaging. It is a keratin and protein infused lash lift. So it takes, like your generic lash lift is chemical based, obviously, so is this, but it has a third step in called lash Botox at the end of the treatment, which stays on your eyes for about 15 minutes, and it's full of proteins and keratin. Then that goes back in to fill your natural hair back up to 40%. So say goodbye to unhealthy, over-processed lash lifts. It's game-changing. I've done it. I don't know if I can get close to the camera, but these are my natural lashes.
Gorge.
And I've done it with LashTrack Sports Serum and the Botox. This is probably about 3 weeks ago. The treatment lasts up to 8 weeks as well. So that's the next launch.
That's which exciting.
Well, it is so exciting.
And you have, because I know that you're mostly in the UK, for the product that you're selling right now, the lash growth serum, that's worldwide, right?
That is shipped worldwide, yeah.
Okay. And so no matter where you guys are listening from, US, Canada, Europe, wherever, we can get you beautiful long lashes. And then the Botox lift is a little bit different, right? We have to wait for FDA approval on that for the US.
Yeah, it's going through checks and things at the minute. Also, I will say the LashTox Botox kit is for professional use only.
Yeah.
Recommended. I mean, you can buy it, but I definitely recommend that it's carried out by a trained beauty therapist. It has 10 treatments in there, so you can do 10 clients within the box. So I do want to get that across. It's definitely for professional use only, but anyone can buy the growth serum. And it's the best time to buy the growth serum because the UK is in lockdown. You can't get your extensions. You can't get a lash lift. Take care. Like, and then when you do get a lash lift or extensions, you know your natural lashes are solid, they're healthy. It's truly like the best time to be taking care of your lashes.
Yeah, and it might even be a good replacement to getting the lashes, the extensions done, because you don't have to get it done every 2 weeks and maintain and use your little brush.
Exactly. So the Botox treatment is like lasts up to 8 weeks. I mean, how amazing is that? It's going to be marked as like the low maintenance lash, because you really, extensions you have to be in every 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and you can really tell when you've lost some and it's gappy.
Oh, yeah.
You truly like don't get that with this treatment. It blew my mind, and I've been in this industry for 10 years now. Like, it is amazing.
I always thought it was kind of funny because I haven't ever gotten my lashes done just because I'm like a big like eye rubber. But my girlfriends that do get their lashes done, when they get like towards the end and they start flipping around.
It hurts your hair follicle. Like, you just like rip them. Like, I am so anti-lash extensions now. It's just not something that I go for. I like to be practical.
It's uncomfortable, and this is a good natural way to grow your own lashes, and I just love that so much. And so when, you know, I just have to give you like this huge shout out, like being 20, you know, starting your business at 22 and, you know, taking the time to grow and build yourself up every single day. It sounds like, you know, you are your number one fan, which I think everyone needs to be better at self-love. And you do such a good job at that. I think it's just so inspiring to hear you taking COVID and pivoting into something new and just exciting instead of feeling defeated by it. And my hat's off to you, girl. I mean, you're so young and you've got, you know, two products already coming out, running your own business, you're blowing up. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And if you could leave anything with the listeners today, what would it be? Is there any last thoughts?
Definitely what we spoke about today. Just like, do not play small anymore. Life, the world, if COVID and everything that's went on politically and economy this year, like, the world needs good people to stand up and believe in themselves. And see, I am done playing small. The world needs what I have to give. And I am fear, anxiety, no. Like, we just do it. Just do it. That is my advice.
You heard it here first, guys. Get off your butts and go get some shit done.
Yes. We need it.
Because we need it. I agree with you. Yeah. I think more and more people, you know, see this barrier, COVID and everything, see it as an opportunity, make changes, and really just follow your heart and don't play small and go for that. Because you hear from Kaylee today, guys. She was 22 years old, and here she is a couple years later with her dream life. And again, now dreaming again and dreaming again, never stopping the dream and always growing and being better. So thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll put everything in the show notes. You guys can find all of the products that we talked about today.
Can I just say something as well?
Yeah.
I just want to say it. Thank you. This platform is amazing. I've never came across anything like it before. It's not only are you helping the environment and things like that, you're building a community of people that have the same purpose and passion. And I think that's amazing, because in numbers, we can really change shit. So thank you so much. The platform's amazing. Can't wait for it all to like come to fruition. I hope that it's just phenomenal, because it's so well deserved. This is genius.
Thank you so much. That was so sweet. I think I'm going to take a little snippet of what you just said and replay it in my sleep every night.
Yes. Meditation, sleep meditation.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. And Kaylee, it was such a pleasure hosting you. And we will see everyone next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all for joining us on another episode of Conscious Basket. And just a small reminder, Conscious Basket is not just hosting interviews. We are in the process of launching our marketplace, where our goal is to make it super easy for you to make conscious decisions about what you're buying by knowing the origin of the products and services. We're using our technology to highlight a transparent supply chain with our vendors, which means you know what goes into those products and where they came from to make sure those things you buy don't weigh on your conscience. And to ensure this peace of mind, we have developed a score to rank the sustainability of the purchase. For instance, how much water is being used, trees saved, animal lives, human rights, and so on. So, if you're an entrepreneur with a sustainable product and would be interested in being on the platform, please email us at info@consciousbasket.com. Also, if you're an entrepreneur, thought leader, or academic that would like to be a guest on the show, please drop us a line at the same email. And if you're just interested in taking a closer look at us, you can also take a look at our website, which is www.consciousbasket.com. And as always, you can explore the topics we discuss in the show notes and find many more topics on all of our social platforms. So give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn @consciousbasket. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to our show and leave us a comment with any key takeaways. I read them all. Share with your friends, family, post a screenshot on your social about the podcast so that we can extend our reach to help propel our movement forward. Finally, just another small reminder that perfectionism is not the goal here. In my opinion, perfectionism is what gets in the way of all of us collectively picking what I like to call your thing, which is whatever you choose to make a positive impact on this world. Thank you again for joining us.